Hi, everyone. You are listening to the Sleepover Podcast. I'm Carolyn Elliott.
And I am Layla Bernard.
And we are here today with so many of our wonderful initiates from so many.
They invited us over for dinner.
They made us gorgeous food.
And they told us all about their wild, magical sex workings that they did the night before. And now they want to tell you about what Sleepover Mystery School is without revealing any secrets. They want you to know.
So we've asked them to talk a bit about their journeys from like the time that they felt drawn to come to Sleepover Mystery School and maybe hesitations or doubts that they experienced, and then sort of what their journey with the mystery school has been like and the what has changed in their lives, and what they would say to somebody else considering joining.
And we are so excited about this because really what these people are actually doing is calling out to all of you who are listening now to find out, are you our friend? Are you going to join our magical family? This year is going to be the inaugural year of the Mahasiddha Jamboree, which is the Sleepover Mystery School initiate only party. So the first year and the second year initiates will be meeting each other. And you, dear listener, might be in the next cohort, and these might be your friends. So you might recognize some of these people's voices in a freaky, weird, magical, precognitive way. And so we just wanted to introduce you so that you might just know that this is where you need to be.
Yeah, so we're going to pass our very high-tech recording equipment around, and everybody's going to introduce themselves before they start speaking. We have a whole bunch of folks with us, and yeah, let's start.
Wow, a literal dream come true to be on the Sleepover Podcast with Carolyn and Layla. My name is Rye. And it's my honor, truly, to be on this podcast with you all and to be an initiate in our magical order. Also a literal dream come true that I maybe didn't know I had before I came to Sleepover Mystery School, but I remembered quickly that I had had that dream for a long time. I was connected to your work, Carolyn, through a few podcast interviews that I had heard you on and started following you on Instagram and I don't know why this happened, but I was working and I saw you live on Instagram and I tuned in and you were talking about Sleepover Mystery School and I was like, I don't know what that is, but I really should pay attention to what this person is saying. And then this was actually like round one though. And I applied round one, just really having no clue what I was up to, but I'm like, these people seem cool. I like their vibe was the whole idea behind it. And, I interviewed, I got accepted, and then just said, no, I can't do that, like pretty much immediately. But then I joined Electric Yes and immersed myself in the practices inside Electric Yes and like the teachings. And I feel like what needed to happen was like a lot of pre-work to kind of expand my consciousness to be able to like recognize that I could be someone who is an initiate in Sleepover Mystery School. And I was kind of holding this notion that once I know that I've really made it, that's when I'll be able to go to Sleepover Mystery School. Like I was visioning it out in like 10 years in the future. Maybe I'll be able to go. That's like, I'll be that successful that I'll be able to like pay this money and do this program. And this round when you were like taking applications, you did like a dream interpretation call and you had people stay on for questions about Sleepover Mystery School. And I ended up the last person on the Zoom call with Layla, Alina, and Lucy. And I said, I applied last year and then I said no and I want to apply again maybe, but what if I say no again? And then what if I apply again? And then you'll never say yes to me again. And Lucy just so sweetly said, There's no part of us that would reject you because you rejected us. And they, Layla and Lucy, were able to tell me these stories about these moments in their lives where they were feeling really deeply called to something and they took these giant leaps, and how spiritually fruitful it was for each of them. And honestly, I was so grateful for each of their stories because they each had such a different experience going to, was it Game of Sovereigns? Mm-hmm. One of your older programs. Lucy like completely ran out of money and was like living in this like horrorscape. But you, Layla, like had all this money come in from all these places. But then you both were like, and it was one of the most spiritually fruitful times of our lives. And then Alina chimed in and she just really gently was like, I just want you to think about what it is energetically to do to yourself. I'm going to tempt myself and apply for this thing that I really want and then tell myself no, that I can't have it. And then apply again and tell myself no. And she just invited me to kind of like think about what that is, what I'm telling my subconscious and what I'm telling myself about me, that it's that the only thing that I truly want, like with my whole body, is something that I have to keep saying no to. Mm-hmm. And then Layla started to join in and she was like, yeah, and you know what, actually, that's a really kinky fucked up thing for you to do and I completely support you in it. And I just got off that call and I was like, whoa, I guess I'm applying again. And I guess if I get in, I'm going. And so it just from then on was a yes. And I had a lot of fear come up in the process between applying and getting accepted and then actually making it to the first calls and the first immersion, because I had been really burned by like a supernatural spiritual like community before, and Layla had to like talk me down multiple times from the panic of being intimately known in spiritual community again. And truly, like, I can't imagine not having the people in my life that I have met through Sleepover Mystery School. Like, I just fell so deeply in love with them, and I feel so understood and held and, like, just cherished by the people that I've, like, gone through this program with. And the spiritual transformation that I've been through has been so deep and so, like, it's shaken up my life so profoundly, but like I haven't felt the devastation of that because I've been so deeply held by my community inside this school. And I think that that's my main point and why I think that Sleepover Mystery School is so beautiful, is that all the magical weirdos like have a place, and they have a place where they can like have a home, be magical, be weird, be freaky, be themselves, and really find like a family and really find like a true like network and being held. And just like the lesson that I learned about how I was saying no to myself in so many areas of my life, being like, okay, but what if you said yes? And that's why I feel like my whole life has flipped into this giant yes. And I feel very like very overwhelmingly grateful, like having just been through the fourth immersion and like being like so beautifully held by like all of you. And yeah, that's me.
So would you say it was worth it?
A 1,000% worth it.
Okay.
For the soundbite. Sleepover Mystery School is 1,000% worth your investment.
Good job.
I'm gonna pass it off right now, but if you're thinking about applying, I already love you.
Yeah. Hi, future potential friend. My name is Tumi, and I am from South Africa. I live in South Africa. I traveled the circumference of the globe twice to get to SOM, so I can confidently say I would travel to the ends of the earth to be part of this magical mystery community. And my journey coming to SOMs was I found existential kink in 2021, and I first heard Carolyn on a podcast, and I was so offended. I was just like, oh my God, who does this person think that she is? And then immediately ordered existential kink because I wanted to know more. And I started out 2022 with like $200 in my bank account, no idea how to make money or sustain myself in this world. And then I joined Electric Yes, and Carolyn's work has supported me so much, and just in terms of like making the financial piece of Psalms possible. And so when I saw the little email for Sleepover Mystery School, I was like, I suppose I'll just put down the little, there was like pay $100 to like fulfill your, I don't know what it was, the questionnaire that you, the application, that's the word. So I submitted the application with like no real intention. I was like, well, it would not be possible to do this. And then I had the Psalms team get back to me, and I thought about not going to the interview at all, because I was like, it would just be so painful to go to this and feel the tender desire to be part of this community and then not to be able to because of money. But I was like, I'm just going to go. And I had my interview with Lucy, and I put down the next bit of my deposit, and then I put down my next payment, and then I put down my next payment, and I was like, okay, so I'm going to Psalms. And when I think about my experience in Psalms, I've been part of a lot of spiritual communities, gone through a lot of initiations, done a lot of spiritual work, and I feel like a lot of the spiritual practices that I was engaged in before left me with the sense of feeling alienated from the world in some ways, like potentially really connected to this idea of God, and even this like felt experience of God, but then feeling really disconnected from other humans, and like inflating my spiritual ego of like, I'm so different from everyone else and no one understands me and I just am so isolated and alone. And Psalms really not only blew that open with my other initiates, but also gave me the ability to be in relationship with the world as it is, which I think is the most profound gift that I've received. I mean, there have been so many miracles and so many physical changes in my life that I've been so, so grateful for. But I think this piece of learning to be in relationship with the world that before I was stuck in patterns of disapproving of and being like, that's really fucked up and I can't accept that and that's wrong and that needs to change. And instead coming to this place of complete love and not in this like, oh, we should just like love everything in this like heady concept, like this deep embodied gnosis and this deep embodied sense of being in love with everything. And so I would say, if that is something that appeals to you, if that's something that you're curious about, just being in total love and union with everything, then maybe Sleepover Mystery School is for you.
Hey, bestie. Hey, besties, this is Scout, and I came also through a podcast pipeline through a woman I was doing coaching with who had you on her podcast, and just the podcast, well, A, the name of her episode was Fucking Your Shadow, so I was like, yes, who is this? And just the podcast changed my life. Just the pot, like every piece of Sleepover Mystery School, including the very synchronous path to it, already was shifting things for me. It was like always gonna happen because I followed the podcast pipeline to the audiobook pipeline of Existential Kink. There are a few things in my life where I can say my entire worldview and my perception of how I viewed myself in the world, how I viewed sensation in my body, anxiety that had plagued me my whole life, fear that had plagued me my whole life, my ability to hold that differently. And I already started feeling like I got to be awake in a place where a lot of people were dreaming. Mm-hmm. Or I describe it as the place of like, at least I'm like having a lucid dream in the dream. And so I joined
I DM'd you like a little creep telling you how much I loved you and then joined Existential Kink, played Layla's, what?
Yes.
Sorry. What did I, yeah, sorry. Yeah. We just had an immersion, you guys. So my, this is how mind blowing it is. Yes. I joined Electric. Yes. And I started playing the games, and the games is really what got me, because I thought, wow, I can heal through joy and delicious high sensation. And I made friends, and then I started doing one-on-one coaching with Layla, and I truly actually like didn't think about Sleepover Mystery School at all. I had no calling to it. I had no interest. I like that you called it a cult. I thought that was fun. And then one day, at the end of a coaching call, Layla goes, "Scout, will you come to my sleepover?" And I checked in with myself for 5 seconds, and I thought, I felt, yes, I will come. I immediately did it. I immediately put the deposit down. There was no question in my mind that I was coming. And then very interesting things in my life started to happen. Things in my relationship, issues in my relationship started really evolving. The weekend before I, or the week before I came to the first immersion, I was so terrified. I was weeping all day before I flew to New Orleans for the first immersion. And I didn't know where I was staying. I was like, ugh, all these people on the chat, they all already like each other. Like, this is so weird. I don't know if I love this. What am I doing? Which is always a sensation I have when something is about to really change my life, is terror and a little bit of anxiety. And the person I ended up rooming with in a hotel that night, because they had a room, is one of my best friends in the whole program. And I met that very night almost everybody in this room who's staying at this house with us right now. We all spent time together, and I immediately went from terror to, I'm at the most beautiful summer camp I've ever been to in my life. And what I will tell you, besties, is if I paid the entire fee of Psalms for just the first immersion, I would consider it money well spent. Because there was already an alchemical shift happening wherein every single person was handpicked by the gods themselves to reflect back to me the things that I had been working on and still felt like I was in the process of working on. And what was reflected back to me was that I was already there. And it was so beautiful. And I also had a really pivotal moment of seeing how immediately affectionate people were with each other. And I had a real immediate understanding of the way that I could have a conversation with someone and they would think that we were really intimately connected and we could even feel it, but that I was at arm's distance. And I realized in that moment that I had a choice. And I just decided to drop it immediately, and it just worked because of the space we were in, because of this heightened energy and willingness and the healing that happened for me around being a weird little magic kid, like being around other people, like healing my idea of cringe around doing magic, embracing my cringe, embracing, literally finding myself from someone who would do almost anything to avoid discomfort, avoid confrontation, to being someone who publicly stated on a call that what I was calling in was worst case scenario energy and humiliation. And the radical power that has come from that statement has been the tsunami and earthquake that washed away everything I no longer need in my life, and the radical transformation that has happened in my relationship, in my home life, and everything. Like, everything is so shook up and thrown in the air, and I don't know how they will land, and I have never been happier in my entire life. I've never felt more comfortable in my own body. The alchemical healing around sexuality in my life has been so radical. And what's really hot about it is I couldn't even tell you, even if I was allowed to, I couldn't even tell you exactly why, which tells me that I've gotten out of my sweet, stupid little mind. And I am now deeply living in my spirit. So I don't know if any of that sounds tasty to you, but like, I want to hang out. That's it. That's my plea. Bye. Love you.
Hey, Rory here. You might remember me from the episode where Carolyn jagged me about not being enlightened because I wasn't working hard enough. I'm now fully enlightened, as it turns out. Anyway, yeah, I was just telling Carolyn earlier, thank you, earlier today, that's what I wanted to hear, earlier today that I really see her sitting in the middle of this like magical spiral that's just undulating powerful waves further and further out and drawing in the right people. And when I listened to the Existential Kink audiobook, I remember being like, whoa, like this is it. I've been getting off on how much I hate myself for years. And well, I'll just say I no longer hate myself. Oh my so God. That's a huge win. Oh my God.
Wow. Keep coming back.
Keep coming back. And then I was looking at Sign Up for Electric Yes, and I got on Carolyn's Witch's Guide to Getting What You Want call, and she was immediately talking about the Tree of Life and tarot and astrology, and I just lit up and was like, the 10-year-old in me that wanted to go to Hogwarts was like, this is it. This is like the adult version of the thing that I've wanted forever. And I ended up on Electric Yes and heard about Mystery School and really wanted to go. And I was actually, I really remember running laps around Lake Merritt in Oakland, listening to music and like just chronically, addictively fantasizing about dance parties at Mystery School. And I was just like, I don't have the money for it. It's not going to happen. And then Carolyn herself texted me and said, hey, Rory, are you going to join my evil little cult or what? And that was it. I was like, you know, now that I love myself, I love attention on me. And I was like, oh, my God, the cult leader is texting me. That's all I need. And I think Carolyn coached me on, like, how to sell some coaching and make some money, none of which I did. But I applied for the loan to go to Mystery School, lied about how much I made per year, and got a loan for the full amount and just paid it immediately. And I was like, great, I'm in. And I, you know, some standouts for me, like Scout mentioned, a bunch of us met, like I think out of the 8 or 9 of us that are here, I think 6 of us met the night before the first immersion in New Orleans and went out and saw some music. And I remember sitting at the table, we were getting dinner, and hearing everyone talk and just feeling a new level of belonging with people where I was like, wow, I'm so used to being the only one who's interested in this stuff and also educating people around me on it. But now everyone here is speaking the same language. And that was already super meaningful to me. Couple of other points. I remember during the first ritual feeling like, wow, this is what every ritual and ceremony I've been in up until now has been trying to show me and trying to get me to feel. And this is the first time I'm like, yes, like, I get it. Like, they did it. We're here. I also will say that I, you know, I'm one of 4 or 5 male participants this year. And I think maybe you guys had a couple more last year. I would love to see more men join the program. I mean, there's all these amazing, magical, sexy, beautiful, loving women that it's my privilege to hang out with and get to feel really special because I'm the man here. But I also love the brotherhood, and I feel like more men are needed in this current and could benefit so greatly from it. And I'll say that, like, as a man in this container, I really witnessed myself go through a deeper understanding of my relationship to magic and like cultivating more of the subtle aspects of that and really reached like an okayness with having my own experience with it that didn't always look exactly the same as everyone else around me, but I understood the value of. And, you know, when this program started, I was overpaying to live in a studio log cabin in-law unit in Oakland, California, with no kitchen. And now I live here in Pittsburgh and I'm married and live in a house that actually costs less than that studio apartment. And I really have felt myself go from sort of the self-absorbed, lost, like prince archetype to the king, father, husband archetype. And the maturation of that within myself is just incredible to see over the arc of this last year. And then all those dance parties I was fantasizing about totally came true. That was awesome. And I think that's it for me. If you're considering signing up for the program, definitely just keep investigating. Keep taking the small steps, like show up to the free calls, make the deposit, show up for the interview, be open to the possibility that this is actually for you.
We love you, Rory.
Oh, I love you too.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so excited for this.
I love you so much.
I love you so much.
What up? All right.
What the fuck is up? My name is Nina, and you've just heard from some of my best friends in the world. My entryway into the Carolynverse was like 5 years ago. I signed up for influence, and it was so satisfying to like teenage Nina, who was like, witchcraft, sign me up. People are doing magic for real. And it was just incredible. Even just like from a literary standpoint, I was just like tearing through the lessons. I just loved reading them. And I was like, I will sign up for every course that she has. I will give her all my money. So I signed up for DARE, and then I signed up for EARTH. And then I was like, I very much wanted to sign up for WEALTH when that came online, but it just wasn't right for me at the time. And I kind of somehow like fell off of the email serve for a couple years, which is just some strange high magic weirdness. And then I was like, I haven't heard from Carolyn in a while. What's she up to? And I found that WEALTH had turned into Electric Yes, and I joined Electric Yes. This was during the pandemic, and I was feeling like very fucking lonely and just in a like very dark place, and was like, magic worked for me once before. Like, let me try this again. And just in need of some community. And so I joined Electric Yes and started going to the calls, the power-ups, like fell so immediately and deeply in love with Layla. And then Layla offered a course, and I was like, I will sign up for that. And I did that course. And while the online community like was kind of scratching an itch, it just like wasn't quite it. I was just like, the screen was like still somewhat of a barrier. And Sleepover Mystery School, of course, sounded like incredible, if only for the in-person element, just to get the visceral like skin-on-skin contact with other people. But I was like, $10,000, are you kidding me?
$15,500.
Oh, excuse me.
We just want to be clear.
Okay.
The price has gone up, and don't blame us. Blame the irresponsible currency policies of the U.S. government.
Worth it.
Worth it.
We'll get around to how it was worth it, but at the time when I found out, I was like, what a ridiculous and irresponsible use of my money. Like, I could spend this on something that, like, I really had that, like, debate with myself. I was like, that would be so fucking reckless. And, like, how could I possibly justify, like, the cost of this thing? But, like I was saying, just being in this, like, I really was in this, like, incredibly, like, dark state. Like, I know I'm not alone in the loneliness that I felt like through the pandemic, like the isolation that was required of me and so many other people, and just like a chain of just like really unfortunate fucking events. Like, yeah, just like the ending of a very like important friendship, and my cat dying, which is like always one of those things that's like, just an animal, but she really meant a lot to me, and I just really felt like, I just really felt like bottomed out in that moment, and it was just like a real like fuck it, like I want to do something reckless, like I want to do something like. I don't know what this is going to be. They make you no fucking promises. Like, you have no idea what it's going to be. But it was like, at the very least, it'll be fun. Like, I will pay $10,000 to have some fucking fun. And and I would have paid $15,000 as well, probably. So I don't think that would have... If you're at 10, why not 15, right? So... And so, and also my good friend Rory that you just heard from encouraged me to just apply. Just, he was like, just try it. I want to hang out in person. And I was like, okay. And so I was like, all right, fuck it. I'll just apply. Like, I probably won't even, you know, I probably won't even get in. And then I did my little interview and she was like, okay, you're accepted. Would you like to come? And I was like, oh, like what? I was like, oh, now I have to make a decision. And so, I mean, I'm here talking to you now, so you know what my decision was, but, the change, I just want to, like, speak to the people that might be feeling like, I don't know enough about magic, or I'm not, like, you know, like, really, I don't feel deeply spiritual, like, I can really fucking resonate with that, like, I come from, like, a hard science background, and I was just, I've lived with a lot of fucking doubt around my magic. And that's okay. And these people still love me for it. And that has been like the greatest gift of Sleepover Mystery School. Is finding people that love all the like really awful shit about me, which I don't consider awful anymore, but like the culturally like accepted things that are like, that's don't, you can't get angry, you can't be sad, you can't do these things. Like, I know I'm not alone in feeling like, oh, there are certain parts of me that are not okay. And like, I'm only loved for these certain parts of myself. And those are the ones that these other parts people don't want to see. Well, that's just not fucking true in this community. Like, you will be loved for all of you. And that is like the greatest gift in the world. And the rest of the changes have been subtle, but... And they like they sort of dawn on you after the fact. And coming out of this fourth immersion, I'm still just feeling in a bit of a daze of like, I don't know what like changes it will bring, but it's been really fucking beautiful. And yeah, if you're like thinking about signing up, just fucking do it. Like that's what I would say is just like, if you're like, ooh, maybe, but I don't know, just like, just fucking do it and like do the interview and then say yes, say no. It doesn't really fucking matter.
It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
True wisdom from the film Meatballs, featuring Bill Murray.
I'm going to take over the phone now. Hello, my name is Kelly, and I found Carolyn. I don't actually remember how I found Carolyn. It was several years ago, and I would read every single email that would come in my inbox. It was the only one I would. You know, like, you sign up for newsletters, and then, like, after a week or so, you're like, you save it because you want to go back to it, but you never do. But Carolyn's, I would always read the day it would come in. Always. And I was just like, this woman is onto something. And it was during the pandemic, I signed up for Wealth later, like, in, like, late 2020. And I found out about – when I first found out about Sleepover Mystery School, I applied – and it all filled up before I could have my interview. I had, like, I had gotten an interview, and I was like, oh, damn, like, I missed out. Like, I should have like, jumped on that interview sooner. So I was like, if it comes around again, I'm going to fucking do it. So I stayed in Electric, yes. But I never really participated in terms of getting to know people. Like, I would, like, do the things on my own, but there was something about being, I know, online and on the internet. Like, I'm just, like, not good with that. I like to do, like, things. I just kind of did it all on my own. So when I heard about Sleepover Mystery School, that was the big thing. I was like, this is in person. I get to see people that, like, are into magic in person and have, like, a community, because I really wanted a community, because I live in New York City, where all sorts of, like, there's all sorts of freaks and weirdos, and we all are, but I don't really know any people that are into magic in my immediate circle. So I was like, okay, I want to, like, I'm going to get on this. So Sleepover Mystery School rolled around the second time. I signed up right away. I made sure I got an interview right away. I had an amazing interview with Layla. It was very brief. In the best way. She was like, you want to be in this program? Do you want to join the sleepover? And I was like, absolutely. She was like, great. Deposit, sign this. Are you in? And I'm like, wait, how much is it? I'm like, oh shit, I don't have any of that money at all. I have no idea how I'm going to do that. But yes, I will do that, because I knew I was going to do it. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it. So I signed up for the there's a payment plan, y'all. There is a payment plan. If you can't do it all up front, I signed up for the payment plan, and I was like, again, all in. And every month, I won't even say I always, like, made it happen. Like, I would just, like, get a new credit card and, like, smooth money around, and, like, I'm still a little in debt, and it's totally worth every single penny. So literally, I'm serious, y'all. It is. So it's all happening. So first immersion rolls around. I can't wait. It's New Orleans. And after, I can't talk to y'all specifically about what it was, but after some rituals, some group practices together, I had never felt more high on spirituality and magic, but like a real vibration. Something was happening inside of me, and it was very palpable, and it was very real. And I was like, holy shit, I'm done. Like, I mean, this is real. This is what's up. Like, I don't need anything else to convince me. So I got home, and immediately, like, so when I signed up for Psalms, I signed up because I wanted to have my ego cooked. That was, like, the big thing. I wanted ego death. I wanted, you know, to die to all the small parts of myself. And that is one of the many things that I was like, hey, are you into this? I was like, yes. Second I got back from the first immersion, I was like, I was immediately dissatisfied with so many things in my life. It was just like right away, just so clear, like a switch had been flipped. And I was like, fuck, like, what am I going to, is it time to blow up my life now? It's like, no, I'll chill. We'll see. Like, you know, holding on to a job I didn't necessarily like enjoy doing, this apartment that I wasn't super into, you know? So as the immersions progressed, and I was getting deeper and deeper into the magic, everything just started happening on its own. Like, I, you know, at this point, I have lost the apartment. I have lost my job. We're like, we don't know where we're moving, my husband and I, at the end of this month. And I feel more alive and more spiritually connected. And all these things that terrified me, I would say 6 months ago, which is not having a secure income, not knowing where I'm landing, not even being sure what city I'm going to be in. I am so stoked because I know that I am on the right path. This is like a salve. Like, this Sleepover Mystery School has, like, my inner self is like, no, we're going to get rid of everything that is not serving you, so you can then bring everything in, call everything in that you are meant to have on your path, on your true will. And I am like, you would think, like, you, like, if I were just like to tell someone this, like, they're like, Kelly, that sounds terrible. Why are you telling us this? Like, this is not a sell. And I'm telling you, like, this is a sell, guys, because like, you're too scared to do it yourself. So it's like my little self was too scared to make all these moves. So I called it in,
And now I am like, I know I am on my fucking path and I cannot wait to see what's next. And I have total faith in like where I'm going to make my money and where I'm going to sleep in 2 weeks and where, like all this stuff, because I have never felt more aligned in my life. And I feel like I'm being a little vague because I can't really get into a lot of the specifics, except for I can just tell you with like the deepest conviction and just genuinity, whatever that word is, that yes, that this is more than what you think you're signing up for. Truly. I didn't think I was going to be in this place 6 months from now. I thought I was going to be like this enlightened spiritual being that was super rich and like, you know, because like all the good, you know, quote unquote good things that like my ego thinks that I need to prove that I'm on the right path, when it's actually, it was like the opposite. It was like, no, we have to like clear all this shit out before you can call in exactly what it is, like this, the void has been created to call in exactly what is serving you and makes you alive. And I have never felt more alive and less afraid of death, which was another big thing, you know, less afraid of death, because I am certain that this is not all there is. And I am way more than this tiny little human body. yes, and if I were to and if it were even to all blow up, and I would be dead a week from now when you listen to this, don't worry, because I will be coming back and around with you all. So I'm not, it's like, it's so much bigger. And I wanted to think this, you know, before sleep. Like, it's like intellectually, I was like, I believe all these things. But now I feel like I fully embody it. I know it like deep in my, like my heart and my soul and my pussy. And that's all I have to say about that. One more thing. Throughout this whole thing, my husband has been like, he's like, slowly, he's like, what is, this magic is changing you. He is like, you are different. You are so different. And he's like, teach me. And I'm like, I don't even know where to start. But like, here's, like, sign up for Carolyn's newsletter. Sign up, like, try to sign up for Psalms next year. Like, let's get you on this page. But he's like, I don't know what this is. Also, he was like, wait, how much is this? And I was like, don't worry, baby. He's like, no, it's, this has been worth every single penny. Like, we don't know, like, how we're going to pay rent, but, like, it was worth it. He's like, totally. You are a completely different person. I see it. I can see it with my eyes. And that's all I have to say about all this. And I think that's the end for now, because there are no endings, guys. That's just an illusion. And, yeah, please come play with us, because but only if you are actually willing to blow your shit up, and unless you're perfect already, and then like you're, everything's just going to be wonderful. But unless you're ready to like really become who you are supposed to be, and if you're not, it's not going to be. It's stay comfortable. The end. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much. So gorgeous. Okay. Let's see. So. We have two other friends who are kindly entertaining my children right now. We want to fetch them. Actually, Neil, would you go in and grab, maybe Lauren could be grabbed easily. Is he sleeping? Oh, great. Fantastic. River has my sleeping baby, Solomon.
The young prince of
Yeah, River, do you want to you can hand them to me, or do you want to share, or would you like to do?
You guys are, I missed the prompt because I...
Oh, yeah, so what we're doing, absolutely, thank you so much. So what we're doing is we're telling the folks at home a bit about, you know, what was it like when you first heard about Psalms and felt the pull of desire, and like what hesitation or doubts were there? How did you overcome that? And then what was your experience of the program like? And what might you say, or like what changed for you in the course of the program, rather? Oh, and what might you say to the folks at home who are, you know, kind of on the fence?
Totally. So I first heard of Sleepover Mystery School during the first round. I was living in London, and I immediately was like, oh, I really would love to do this. But I decided in my head, like, this, it doesn't make any sense because I live in London and the money and just like all of that travel, just all the logistics. Traveling from London to America at that time during the first immersion was a really big hassle because of all the COVID restrictions. So I kind of just like let all of those reasons tell me no. And well, it was all because I was supposed to come to the second round. And so then by the second round, I was living, I'd moved back, I got a divorce, I moved back to America, like a lot of really big, in the midst of a lot of big changes. And then I was doing a ton of Jupiter magic, and actually had been since Jupiter had moved into Aquarius in December 2021. I was really calling in like spiritual community, and specifically like in person, because I was in what was is now Electric Yes online, and I had a lot of like online things happening, but I really wanted to be like with people in person and doing group magic. And so I had been doing like, yeah, some Venus magic, but really like Jupiter was the one that really like spoke to me about like, okay, like let's work together and call this in. And then the second one came around and I was like, oh, I just don't know how I could do this financially. And then somebody actually offered to pay for it. And I just was like, that's too big of a thing to receive. And then Jupiter was like, what? This is what we've been trying this whole time, right? Like to expand that capacity to say yes to that. And so I was like, yeah, I will say yes. And I will figure out how I will get there and pay for it. You know, all the travel, I'll figure all of that out, but I will say yes to receiving. And so it like did definitely like expanded my capacity and blew it out of the water, and just like did a lot of somatic work around that. And then during the first immersion, like actually the night before the first immersion, I met almost all of the people sitting here, and it just was like, except for Kelly, but every other person, we like very magically all met the night before. And it, I could just feel, I was like, whoa, I think this is what I have been like working for years to find. And here it is. And it just was this sense of like deep peace and knowing. Scout was the first person I met. And when she walked into our hotel room, we were like, and then just all of the magic that immediately just started rolling. I mean, even beforehand, like the changes were coming. And then during the first immersion, it was just wild. And I felt like, oh, this is it. And here I am and I'm home. And it was so fun. And I think that's like, yes, there's like these big, huge emotional upheavals happening. But then in all of it, it was like, but we're having such a good time. And I remember after the first immersion, leaving the hotel room, I saw you and David, and I had kind of been like shy and not really like talking to you guys, but I just felt so grateful. And you looked at me with this huge smile and so much love. And I came up to you and I said, I don't know what kind of magic you guys did to call these people in. And you and David gave each other this little sexy smirk. And I said, okay, got it. And then I just said, like, thank you so much. Because, like, even if I don't go to another single one, and obviously I will, but I was like, this is, like, my life has already changed. And I just knew it and felt it. And it's only gotten more and more wildly true, like just like all, yes, all these internal changes, like for me, a lot of things that I thought like, oh, I have visited that pattern and I've really done this. Like I've done so much inner work, like for over, you know, all these years, like 16 years, da 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 da. And then like, no, wild stuff came up. Stuff that I was like truly like stuff from like 9 years ago in a crazy way. Just all these old, weird, dark, shadowy things that I really was like, I can't believe that this is happening again. And it was just because it wasn't actually fully completed. I had just shoved it under and like sprinkled it with some fawning or sprinkled it with some people pleasing. And then I had to just go through all of those patterns again, but in a new way. And I feel like, okay, no, now it is different. And I really, like, in an embodied internal way can tell that those things are done. And I'm even seeing how these patterns are emerging, and I'm just, like, meeting them really differently without even the desire to, like, go back that way. And I think, like, the biggest takeaway for me is, like, I have my lifelong magical family. Like, it just really, it's like, oh, okay. And we're having so many amazing experiences of, like, beyond wild synchronicity, past life remembrance, just, like, so much wild, wild magical stuff is happening. And I've fallen in love with somebody from the mystery school. So it's like, this stuff, it's just like a dream come true, and also like many, many fervently timed spells that I've done. Like, it's just, okay, here it is, magic is real, and you just have to open your arms and receive it. So yeah, maybe if you're like looking for the money, do some magic spells about it.
Maybe do
some magic about it. Just try it. And just like, if the, like, for me, I was like, oh, the yes is in my heart, so like then the yes will be in my mouth. Because I was like, kept finding the yes in my heart, and then finding my mouth wanted to find reasons to say no, and try to be like, it doesn't make sense. I was like, no, but the yes is in my heart, so yes is in my mouth, and my hands are open, and I just keep receiving like more and more and more and more. And like, it's like, we're in it forever now. So I'm so, so grateful to you and to Layla and the whole team, and to y'all's crazy minds are like, let's do this thing. Why not? And here we are. And like, the way that it's all going to ripple out, and it's already, it's already wild. It just will continue. To be a big fun party.
Oh yeah. I can really feel the magic golden Taurus of disgusting love.
It's so good. Wish-filling fountain of psalms.
Yes.
Overflowing with everything that you could possibly want. Mm-hmm. All the goods.
Yeah.
All the goods. So there's one person here we haven't heard from yet. Should we start a new podcast?
I think we can get it in. I think we can. We got until the top hour, and then it'll just be a tight little package. Yeah. It'll be the thing.
So the thing automatically shuts off in... like,
I'll speak quickly.
7 minutes.
All right, so
introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Laura Labosco.
Yes.
I've just finished the fourth immersion at SOMS.
Yes.
And
she was in the other room with the kids, and so the prompt that we're doing is basically we're telling people at home.
You're talking to all of your new best friends who you haven't met yet. Oh,
yes. Just do it. Just absolutely do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can maybe share with them like how you came to decide that you wanted to do it, and what came up to tell you like, oh my God, Laura, that's like the worst idea possible. That's so reckless and irresponsible. And how you got over that and what it gave you.
Well, I feel like I don't know. For me, I remember we had a conversation and I didn't even think about it that much. I was just like, yeah, let's do it. Set me up right now. I feel like when I make a decision, I just kind of go for it. And it just, I think I remember a friend of mine sent me an Instagram post of yours, Carolyn, a few years back. And I wish I could remember exactly what it was, but it was just, I remember reading just, I think it was like a basic existential kink principle of like, you know, the recurring patterns in your life that like bring you down, you in some way are kind of choosing yourself. And I remember seeing that and just feeling like an arrow had struck me through the heart. And I was like, this is the philosophy I've been looking for. I feel like I've been seeking for a really long time for a spiritual home. I've tried like, I like looked into Buddhism. I looked into, you know, like whatever other stuff. And there, I just always hit this point where I was like, I feel like there's something missing. And I feel like there's kind of this like electric spark of like joy or interest or like, I don't know, like an ability to look at stuff that's dark. That I just felt was really missing. And I didn't know if I'd ever find it. And then I remember reading that post and being like, there was something to me that went shoom. I was like, this is it. And so it really didn't, I don't think I was even in Electric Yes for very long. You know, so I joined that and I kind of dabbled a bit. But stuff on the internet like isn't my fair. Like I was looking for an in-person thing. And I read the Psalms website and I saw like trash panda, like sex magicians, and I was like, sign me up, boys. Like, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. And
I've been praying for you.
Yeah. I had been. I think one of the things I realized after being in this program for a little bit is I had this moment where I was like, oh shit, like this is what I've been praying for. And I didn't realize it. And I think what I realized was that I didn't realize it was what I've been praying for a while because it was bigger and brighter and like more magical and loving and interesting than what I would even have thought to have prayed for myself. Amen. And I feel like that's been one of the biggest gifts of Psalms, is that I think what I've learned over this process is like things have come to me through the past 6 months that were bigger than anything I would have ever asked for myself. And I feel like a completely different person to when I started. Mm-hmm. Like there's this kind of like nagging sense of anxiety and doubt and fear and loneliness that just kind of like low buzz, like plagued me throughout my days, that I just feel has been kind of like lifted. Which is not to say that I think everything's going to be butterflies and rainbows from here on out, but there's just,
boring.
Yeah, I know, exactly. there's just something I feel inside of me that has been waiting to come out. And I feel like this was the program and like the people that like helped do it. So yeah, it's been like the wildest ride of my life, and so many insane things have happened. I also fell in love with someone from Psalms. So yeah, it's been pretty sweet. And yeah, I think too, what it's really helped me do is like, I hadn't really thought of myself as very powerful before this, a program. Like I had like dated people and been around people who like did magic, and I was like, oh man, you know, I wish I could do that. Right. And through Psalms, I, you know, and kind of like this unique lens of just like accepting everything with a lot of love, it just really turned something on for me. And I just feel like so much bigger and brighter than I was before. And it's just the raddest thing. And I think like anyone who joined is in for just an absolutely wild ride. And so if that's something that sends a little thrill up your spine, just like, don't think about it, just do it.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Huzzah.
You know what, Carolyn? You know what I love about hearing all of these things is that last year we were like, oh my God, we were just like fucking around. Being like, we should totally start a mystery school. That's like such a cool thing that we should totally do, because who else is doing it? We have to. Mm. And like, we took the like first group through, and like, they loved it, and like, everyone had such an amazing time and amazing uplevelings and beautiful loving friendships, and we were like, yes, we did it. And then we went into this year being like, can we do it again? Can it happen again? And just hearing all of you and like closing out this fourth immersion has really just been like, it's beyond us. And it, like, I feel like I also, when I hear people be like, it's beyond what I could have even imagined, like, I think it's beyond what we could have even imagined, and it's like an honor to steward it.
Very much so, yeah. It's like this insane blossoming that just keeps happening, and that we're so, so, so grateful to be able to
represent,
serve up to the world,
yeah,
keep going. And I just want to say that like, we are still on the ground floor of this beautiful seed, really. We're still really even in seed mode. As much blossoming is already happening, there is a greater blossoming on the way. So you can still get in on the ground floor of something that everybody will be telling their grandchildren about. So
yes. Exactly. Oh. We've been reading a lot of literature and being contacted by, you know, the magical order that existed 100 years ago. Yeah. Really, like, that's what we're talking about, people. Mm-hmm. That's what's happening. Mm-hmm. And you could be part of an amazing spiritual mystery magic renaissance.
It's a renaissance.
That people hundreds of years from now will be like, wow, those people were so cool. I wish I could have been one of them. And it could be you.
That's right. That's right. So at the time that this episode will be sent, will air, and then I will also send it out in emails along with the application for our 2024 cohort. So if you haven't seen that application link yet, it is coming soon. All right, and we're closing out our hour here. So thanks for listening, everybody. Like, subscribe, share it with your friends. Give us a comment. And stay tuned to the mystery, everybody.
And see you in Sleepover Mystery School.
See you.
See you.